How to Change Your Thinking. You Can Change Fear into Confidence by Joshua J. Perkey, Church Magazines. The words we use to talk to ourselves have a huge impact on how we feel, how we act, and what we accomplish. Wholesome language inspires. Degrading language tears us down. Just as the Olympic skier in Craig Manning's article experienced, the way we think and talk to ourselves can enhance or weaken our capability. As you strive to live worthy of the Spirit and to rely on Heavenly Father to help you overcome self-doubt and negative thoughts, you can change your thinking. That can change how you feel, act, and what you accomplish. As it says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Here's an exercise you can use to help you write phrases to help change your thinking. 1. Pick something you want to improve, something you want to do better, or something you want to change so you can become the kind of person you want to be. Write that down. 2. Imagine what it would be like if you actually improved that thing you want to improve. Write down what you're imagining, with lots of description. 3. Write a single statement that summarizes what you wrote in step 2. Make it as strong and straightforward as you can. This will be your new positive reminder you use to counteract the negative thoughts. 4. Whenever you feel doubt, frustration, disappointment, or like you are losing control over your goal, stop what you are thinking right away. Use your new reminder to shift your thinking, feelings, and actions. You'll be amazed at what you can do.
Here's an example of how a young man who struggles with self-esteem might use this process. Old belief. I always say the wrong thing. No one wants to talk to me. New belief. I can talk to people. Heavenly Father can help me know what to say. There's some space for you to practice on page 36. You can do this. You can create positive reminders to address different situations. Below are 4 examples of areas of your life where changing your thinking can be a great benefit. They include relationships, health, spirituality, and finances. Those are just a starting point. You might think of different areas that work for you, and you might want more than one positive reminder in each area. Do what works for you, but remember these 3 important points. Number 1, this process works when you use it consistently as your new belief gets challenged by your old belief. Number 2, trust in God. You will accomplish many awesome things with His help, but sometimes things don't work out the way we hope. In those cases, be careful not to blame God or get discouraged. Your goal is to create a positive mental, emotional, and spiritual environment so that you can do your best and become your best. Number 3, ask God for guidance. Heavenly Father loves you and will guide you in your decisions. See Luke chapter 11, verse 9, 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 7, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 63. Prayerfully consider how to grow and change, and the Spirit will help you. As you use this process to intentionally direct your life, you'll be amazed at how much you improve, how successful you can become, and how quickly you can achieve more in your life. Relationships. Old belief. My parents got divorced, so I probably will too. New belief. I make righteous choices that determine my future. With Heavenly Father's help, I can have a great marriage relationship and choose to be faithful to my spouse. Health. Old belief. I hate exercise and really would rather just play video games. Besides, if I'm too weak or tired to walk a block to my friend's house, someone will just drive me. New belief. My body is a gift from God. I can strengthen it, get healthier, and feel great about myself. Spiritual. Old belief. The scriptures are too hard to read. I'll just do something else instead. New belief. I love the scriptures. I can learn to read them, strengthen my testimony, and grow closer to my Heavenly Father. Financial. Old belief. I'll never be able to afford to go on a mission or to college. It's just too expensive. New belief. With the Lord's help, I will find a job or another way to finance my mission. And I can earn scholarships and work my way through college. I can do this. End of the article, How to Change Your Thinking, read by Shauna Thompson and Scott Tippetts.